Hi, my name is Susan from Opinion Research. Hello?
Say that one more time.
Yes, hi. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is important to us. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you that this is not a sales call. Am I speaking to Marcus?
How did you
Marcus?
know that?
Marcus, do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey with us today?
Depending on what we're talking about. What's the subject content?
It is talking actually about opinion research and Georgia.
Oh, really?
It's just local issues.
Local issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you registered to
Okay.
vote in Georgia, Marcus?
That would be the case.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
Wait a minute, these are personal questions. Whoa.
Well, we have to make sure that you're over 18.
Well, I'm over 18. Please read that. How about that?
All right. Thank you so much. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not Spanish. I'm not white. I'm not black. I'm American.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Tech school.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of...
Absolutely none.
Okay.
Has none. My vote has no impact.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Of course, I'm unsatisfied.
Okay.
Excuse me. Totally unsatisfied. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Sure.
Hey, Mona. You hung up.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. All right. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. Now, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Thank you. I'll read them out to you, okay? First one is the Democratic Party. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable or neutral or very warm and unfavorable? You can still choose any number from 0 to 10.
0.
Okay. That's very cold and unfavorable. Okay. Senator Raphael Warnock. That's the second name.
5.
Okay. Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable? 5, neutral, very warm and favorable? And any number in between?
I don't even know what to think about, little Jr.
Okay.
But, I'll give him a 4.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
You're talking about that lady that's about to take the place of our new president? That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
0.
Okay. The Republican Party.
Shit, 0.
J.D. Vance.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Zero.
Donald Trump.
I give Trump about 8.
Okay. Thank you. Almost done. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for a Democratic Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party, undecided, would vote for other political offices, but not president, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'll be voting, but I think I'd run with the candidacy, probably Trump, over Kamala Harris.
Okay.
But I don't like either one, honestly.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Who are the candidates?
It doesn't say. It just says that if you were to vote for to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, I'm sorry, that would be or would vote for other political offices but Congress. Or would not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
First, I don't even know who's in those positions.
Okay, we'll go ahead and continue to the next question. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, would vote for other political offices, but Congress, would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I'll pass my vote, but it's almost like saying I don't know who's running. I don't know anything about them. So with that being the case, I hadn't heard a word from none of them, actually.
Okay. Which,
yeah, I don't know what their policies are, what they're seeking.
We'll move to the next question. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion? Even if it's neither, it's perfect, okay? I have statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much. Would you go with statement A or B?
I would think B.
Okay, now with statement B, would that be somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? There's three statements. The first one is, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. The second statement, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Third statement, our government political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of these statements to you is closer to your opinion?
Our government is not trying to find any solution to any of our problems here in America.
Okay. In general, do you feel...
our government is trying to depopulate the United States along with the world itself. That's what our government is doing.
Thank you, sir. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? I'll read them out to you. Do you feel positive, negative, or negative, I'm sorry, for the future of the country?
I feel negative about the future of the country.
Okay.
Because it's positive that it's going to hell. I mean, it's going to a shit can.
Positive or negative, your own future?
I'm positive about my future.
Okay. The future of the planet? Positive or negative?
Now that's a damn good question. The future of the planet. Wow.
Positive or negative?
That's not even my answer. That you should be to be provided. Positive or negative? Opinionated, yes. Not in a positive or negative manner. You can't really say whether it's going to be positive or negative. Future of our planet. It's going to be shambles, I can tell you that. So that will pretty much give you a negative outlook.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you expect it to be easier or harder for you to vote in the upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
Be about the same.
Would that be about the same? Okay.
Since the day I ever started voting. So, yeah, be about the same. You go in there and elect somebody and get on out of there. All the policies are never going to be what they're supposed to be anyway.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. I'll read the answers to you. The first answer is, I don't know enough about the candidate. Second answer, I don't have time to vote. Third, it is too difficult for me to vote. Fourth is because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. Fifth, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. I don't like any of the candidates. Or none of the above.
Five and three.
Okay. Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. We're almost done. All politicians, racist politicians, makeup Republicans, Democrats, none of the above.
All the racist politicians.
Okay. All right. Below is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that are very concerned, a 5 means you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and a 0 means you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'll read them out to you, okay? Okay. Now, the first one is increasing political violence in response to American elections. Would that be 0, not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned. 10, very concerned. You can also choose a number in between 0 and 10.
5.
Okay. Now, sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors, would that be 0, not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, very concerned?
10.
Okay. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote, would that be not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, very concerned?
10. Yeah.
Okay. Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives. Would that be 0,
ten.
Not 10? Okay.
10.
Okay.
10. You ought to be concerned about your privacy, your rights to travel. Don't need nobody looking over your shoulders everywhere you go and then calculating and censoring every time they've seen your vehicle. You go this way or go that way, whether you're going east, west, north, or south. You're in calculation. That may affect your insurance policy, saying that you drive too much. So it can be risky to the streets, but you being, you being in an accident or something.
Okay.
All that is concern. Then you got whether you're being monitored by the police or any three-letter institution, you know. So with that being the case, no, that's not good at all. Then. So that's very concerned. Very concerned.
Now, restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters. Would that be 0, not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay.
Why would you try to prosecute somebody that is trying to protest bad behavior by someone?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Thank you, sir. Allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns. Would that be 0, not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, very concerned?
I'll go with a 6 on that.
Okay. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an unofficial capacity as president, even if those things were illegal, would that be not concerned at all? 5, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or 10, very concerned?
I'll go with 8.
Okay. Thank you. Having armed intelligence guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Would that be not concerned at all? Neither concerned nor... Yes. Having armed intelligence guard, like having armed guards polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote. Would that be not concerned at all? 5, concerned nor unconcerned?
10.
Okay.
10.
Now, the last for this question is, giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech. Would that be not concerned at all, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or very concerned?
Very concerned, darling.
Thank you. Okay. Going to the next question. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Would that be a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, not a problem?
Always been a problem, still a problem.
Would that be big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem?
In actuality, you might as well say a big problem.
Okay.
Any form of racism is a big problem.
Okay.
Per capita. Doesn't matter. Per capita is a big problem for where you are.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Have,
very scary.
Okay. Have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years? Yes, personally experienced. Yes, know someone, or no, not experienced.
Yes.
Okay. Personally experienced or know someone?
Both.
Okay. All right, we're almost done. We, below are some statements that people say about why you should vote for Democrats this November. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how much each statement motivates you to vote for Democrats, where 10 means you are extremely motivated by the statement. A 5 means you are neither motivated nor unmotivated. And a 0 means you are not at all motivated by the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Okay. Now, the first statement says, we need to vote for Democrats in November to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible to, so that our democracy works for everyone and every citizen can make their voice heard. Now, from 0 to 10, 0, not at all motivated, 5, neither motivated nor unmotivated, 10, extremely motivated.
5.
Okay. Next statement. We must carry on the legacy of our ancestors in the civil rights movement and turning out in November because our votes have the power to change history. It's the only thing that ever has. Would that be 0, not at all motivated, 5, neither motivated nor unmotivated, 10, extremely motivated? Or any numbers in between from 0 to 10?
I have probably a negative 8 out of it.
Okay. Next statement. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedom and respect the will of the people. 0, not at all motivated. 5, neither motivated nor unmotivated. 10, extremely motivated.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
Of course. Politicians won't listen to us if we stay home and don't vote. That's why we need to show up to vote for Democrats who will protect our freedoms and respect the will of the people.
Neither party respect the will of the people, actually.
Okay, would that answer be 0, not at all motivated, 5, 10, or in between?
Not at all.
Okay.
0.
Thank you, sir. Next statement, we need to turn out to vote in November for the Democratic leaders who will side with working families over wealthy corporations. Would that be 0, not at all motivated, 5, neither motivated nor unmotivated, and 10, extremely motivated?
Which Democratic nominee will be that person to rally for those issues?
Yes, that's that. The answer is not on here, but that's just the statement that's giving for you to get your opinion, of course.
I can't reply to that. I can't opinionate on that. Yeah.
All right.
That's, you know, you don't. Everybody tells a tall tale, and looks at it, they continue telling a tall tale.
All right. We can move to the next question. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. I'm going to read them out to you, okay? Engaging in civil disobedience. 2, posting on social media. 3, donating to political campaigns or organizations. 5, boycotting a company. 6, voting in federal elections such as for president or U.S. Congress. 7, engaging in direction action like attending sit-ins or occupying buildings. 8, talking to friends and family about politics. 9, volunteering for a local organization in my community. 10, attending city council meetings. 11, voting in the state or local elections such as for governor or mayor. 12, none of the above.
And what was that question again for those answers?
Oh, yes. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in a civic engagement or politics. Which of one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective ways to make change on the issues that you care about the most? You can pick up
the two. Go to the council meetings and elect the right persons for the senator or governor position.
Okay. Okay, voting in the state or local elections. Okay. All right. Almost done. We're at 84%. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means just some power, and 0 means your vote has no power at all.
It practically has no power. You just vote just to be voting.
Okay.
They say we have power through your vote, but everybody has their own agenda when they're there. So I give it a 3.
Okay. All right. Now, one last time. If the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democratic Kamala Harris? Republican Donald Trump? Third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Other independent third party? Would vote for other political offices, not president? Or will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I'll give it Robert F. Kennedy.
Okay.
Junior.
Just a moment. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? I'm sorry.
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
So would that be yes, current member, yes, for former member?
Former.
Thank you. Now, do you currently own your own home, rent, live with family member or friend, or something else? Homeowner, rent, live with friend, something else?
Homeowner and live with family member.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
The United States.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Generations of the United States.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Trump.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Okay, I'll read them out to you. Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, other?
Other.
Okay. Would you like me to put something here, like specifically?
Other. There's only one other one that's left. That's self-employed.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,000, $35,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $60,000, or $65,000 to $75,000? Or is it higher, $75,000 to $84,000, or $85,000 to $99,000, or $100,000 to $124,000?
Is that the last question?
We are at 98%. It'll be 100% if we'd like two more questions. Almost
okay,
done, I promise.
That question there, that question there, we're going to be non-applicable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, that was the last question.
Get on down.
That includes, yes, thank you again for your help. Your opinion is very important, and you have been very, very patient with us. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day, Marcus.
Thank you, sir.
I'll
give you my number.
It's random. It's random research. That's what we're doing and trying to get people's opinions. It's very important to see what our public opinions are out there and, you know, what they think about the issues, the local issues in our areas, which is the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, I was calling you from, I'm here in Georgia, Macon. All right. Thank you so much, sir. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care. Bye-bye.